Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day, a new light that you command light to shine out of darkness, to shine in our heart this day, Father God. Thank you, Lord. We dedicate the day to you. Your will be done. Thank you, Lord, that we can, you can help us just acknowledge you at all times, just so that we can experience you and you can make the path straight for us in every way. Your will be done, your kingdom come. Amen. Greetings, family. We are reading Psalm 118 and verses 17 to 18, but sorry, we'll start on 16 just for the context. 16 through to 18. The strong right arm of the Lord is raised in triumph. The strong right arm of the Lord has done glorious things. Hallelujah. It's Jesus, eh? Amen. He started the beginning of the new covenant, received the seal, dealt with the devil in heaven, put him out. He's now no longer in heaven. He's there now bringing the kingdom on earth by drawing all men unto him. And he's ruling and reigning until all darkness has been taken out and the kingdom of God is established totally as the waters cover the sea on the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me read on. I will not die. Instead, I will tell of what the Lord has done. The Lord has punished me severely, but he did not let me die. Sorry, man. You can hear I'm stumbling here, guys. I send it again here, and I'm reading it off the phone, but I'm struggling to read it off the phone. But yeah, out of this, what I'm wanting to just point out here, the whole rule of rule and reign of Jesus is to live, and it's to live abundantly. Jesus has come to give us life, and life in abundance, And here we can see the writer is speaking about sin, missing the mark, falling short of the glory. And we can just think of in the Old Covenant, knowing that a lot of this, these Psalms and what we have been going through is David. And we can see, remember in David's life, when he missed the mark with Bathsheba and killing her husband, there were severe repercussions. So sin has got repercussions, even in the Old Covenant, and now in the New Covenant as well. And so it's not something that God loves. It's something that's so alien. It's come from a bad spirit, the devil, comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. And Ephesians 2 verse 2, it's a spirit then at work in sons of disobedience. A disobedience opens the door to these missing the mark, and then the missing of the mark hurts us and hurts others. And so it is something horrible. God hates it. And we can think also, I think, of Nebuchadnezzar in the Old Testament. God had blessed him. Again, there, you know, whether you in the Lord and you in the new and the better covenant, you know, these two powers are always at work. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. It's a give. He's out there all the time doing it. And Jesus comes to give life and life in abundance. And there in the Old Covenant, we saw how God had watched over and lifted and been the giver of good things. You know, so you've got a devil that brings the bad things, sin, and you've got God that brings the good things. But when the watcher, we think it was Daniel, came and he told Nebuchadnezzar, you must don't brag and boast about you, who you are and what you've got. It's God that has lifted you up, you know. And then when he forgot, Mr. Mark didn't give glory to God. He was like an animal for 3 years. And so sin is something that came in through Adam. But praise God, I love God's logic. It came through Adam and it was therefore taken out. God's logic said Sin came through Adam, and therefore one man brought it in, therefore one man's going to take it out. So, and that's a new and the better covenant. We understand that now. And therefore, when we get baptized, baptized is identification with the wonderful gift of Jesus. We get baptized and we identify that in the eyes of God and in our eyes now as well, because it's a believer's baptism. When Jesus died, I died. And when all sin was dealt with, taken away, he was lifted up, and I was also lifted up with him to partake of the life ordained for me from the beginning. I'm restored. I'm refreshed. I'm re-anointed, and I'm re-glorified. I've got the glory of the Lord again to live together with the Lord, just as Jesus never he died to sin and he now lives to God. I have died to sin and I now live to God forever and ever. So it's a beautiful declaration of the love of God that has moved on my behalf and all mankind's behalf, to take sin away so that we can partake of the freedom, the righteousness, the redemption, the sanctification, the plan of God. Amen. So sin is a done deal, guys. Amen. When we if we do sin, we confess, and that word confess is homologio. See it the way God sees it. Be in agreement with God. Sorry, Lord, that was wrong. What is right? And then get the righteousness, get the right picture. You see, if you're going to have to repent for the same thing over and over, more than once, you haven't repented properly. Repentance is to move away from the sin to the righteousness, to the holiness, to the wonderful promises, the great and precious promises through which you escape the corruption is in the world. And that's what you hold on to. And that's so you're growing stronger and you're not falling into that lie again. You are staying in the truth, and therefore you can help others with the truth. So be blessed, because of past your traditions, of futile traditions of your parents, your sin has been dealt with, so that you can be everything God made you to be. We'll deal with that more tomorrow as we talk about the righteousness. Be blessed, because you are blessed, and you restored to the family of God. We were deceived by the devil to believe we are not the family of God, and we are little devils, but now we are back with God. Amen. To be everything he made us to be. We find ourselves in fellowship with him, in obedience with him, in walking with him. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.